Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your boy, Fetty J, and your girl, Mana Angel, in the building. What's up? What's up?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. Thank you for tuning in. Angela.
Yeah.
Mile Angela. Uh-oh. Hit the flow just came on. Uh-oh.
Lord.
It's on.
It's actually on right now, according to my TV.
I know, I just looked at it. That's my baby. So fine. Yeah, I think I'm really obsessed with him because when the show come on if I see him on Instagram, I just start smiling like super hard. Like, that man don't even know me. And I'm really excited to see him. I'm pretty much
obsessed. Oh, my God. Well, speaking of that, her obsession is only going to get worse, y'all, because For those of y'all just tuned into the show, you haven't listened to the show before, or you haven't listened to some of the most recent ones, last week we made the announcement that he will be on the show. So, yes, he'll be on the show this next week. Be on the lookout for that. Yeah, Angela is like going to go crazy. So, I'm going to go ahead and put some disclaimer out there now. All y'all that usually don't be calling in, guess what? Do a good job. You can call in, but we ain't going to open up your line.
Maybe as soon as you hang up, then we'll talk to y'all, because you will not talk to my boo-boo, okay? That's all me.
Now they're going to want to talk now. You know, that's going to be funny. They're going to be pressing the one in. I'm going to let them sit there right next to that switchboard.
Hi. Anywho, hey, y'all. How y'all been?
Man, I can't complain, man. It's been a pretty decent time, man, this weekend. Doing stuff for Juneteenth in Denton. And then mysteriously... You know, I was just volunteering the first, and I just mysteriously got put up the job of being the MC for the concert in the park that day. So that was interesting. I was like, okay.
Whoop.
So, yeah,
I actually don't have any jumping plans.
Party Boys, B-Ham.
I want to balance. Well, hold on.
You saw what now?
I said I should have came to Dallas. Forward, either one.
Oh yeah, these guys up in my college town, Denton. It was turned up, man. It was pretty fun. And then, of course, you know, not only did we have them performing, but everybody knows I'm a person who's very good at dancing. So I had the crowd turned up by me dancing and just take it to another level, so.
Here you go.
I do, man. You know, I be turning up, man, be bringing it in. I see Desi in the building, too. What's up, Desi?
Hey, Desi, too. Going on, people? Hello, everyone. Let me find out if you can dance like Genuine or Chris Brown.
Girl, he been that level.
I'm not about to play. I'm not about to play.
Yeah. I do a little something, you know.
No.
You know,
don't do it.
Said it, really?
No.
It's
beautiful. I love this because I'm a tall dude or whatnot, people underestimate me on so much stuff, and they see the, yeah, and then people that know better, that see me dance, they be like, oh, too many.
No,
Dave,
you
didn't
know because you are tall.
Hey, you see Shaq me dancing. Shaq, he a foot taller than me, so.
looking foolish.
I'm just fine.
You should make an Instagram video dancing.
I would put the YouTube video up for me at the talent show while I was doing stand-up and dancing. I'll put that video up. As soon as I get it from the person who posts, I'm going to hit him up and say, man, send me that video link, man. So, yeah, I'll be killing it. So, yeah. I can do a little side. But, Lord, I'm looking at head to floor right now. There's too much going on.
I just love them. They're just awesome.
We've
been needing a show like this, like, for a long time, though.
That black is just doing something for me, Lord. Pray for me, Lord. Pray for me! Oh, my God. Okay, I'm back to earth now. I'm back to earth.
Clearly, Sherry's on some old stuff for tonight. Can somebody please remind us of what our topic is tonight?
You got to remind me. I mean, I know what it is. I got it right in front of me. But my attention is, like, so gone. No, but tonight's topic is, can a pregnancy save a failing relationship?
So interesting. Let me put that on Twitter for those people who are afraid to talk.
I know, because I sure am doing it and put it on Facebook as we speak. So, yes, again, that topic again is, can a pregnancy save a failing relationship? And you'd be surprised how prevalent this topic is, man. It can relate. You know, if you've been in a situation of any kind dealing with kids, you would know firsthand about the situation. So, heck, some people got different answers for it. You know, definitely, man, we want to hear some of your thoughts. Comment, or you can call in at 347-202-0389 later in the show, and we will allow you to take the floor. But, yeah, man. That being said, I'm going to go ahead and go to a quick song break, and then we come back. We're going to chop it up some more right here on Glitz and Glamour with your boy, Ceddie J, the beautiful Angela, and the beautiful Desi. In the building. We'll be back.
Whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
My name is Trey. Very nice to meet ya. Had to come and greet ya. I was stunned by your feature. Sexy, elegant, proper swag with some ass. What more can I ask? On Rodeo with your bag. Chillin' with your girls, having like they sharing laughs. Seen you from away, couldn't let you get away. Without an introduction, hoping we could make it something. Don't need to make assumption, but you stressing over something. I see it in your eyes, but some good ain't reading vibes. Surely she replied, why do every nigga lie? When niggas don't lie, it's just the truth hurts. She replied, difficult, nigga, it's not that difficult. Life up and down, seesaw, it's not a miracle. Round. And I'm tired of the same old thing that goes down. It's just the same old question today. And I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. She said, first month cool, second month straight, third month we argue, even having a fight, fourth month I catch you up with another ride, but baby don't trip, I know that that's life, sorry to disappoint, but your boy's nothing like, the other ones you been with, I treat you like a queen, plus stroke came good, no needing to knock on wood, I'm knowing misunderstood, heart broke, acting like you should, diamond plus pain, can heal all pain, and I see it in your eyes that you tripping on some pain, see I understand what you're going through. It's like this. ups and downs, smiles and frowns, head keeps spinning round and round. And you can't take no more. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing. I do too much in a day, and I'm trying to find a way to get away. Please don't take this the wrong way, but I just can't take no more of the same old thing. First you love me, then you love me not. First you love me, then you love me not. It's just the same old thing.
Yeah. So, Desi, you weren't in here earlier, but I'm going to pray for Angela next week, because next week is when McKinley Freeman will be in the building, and I'm praying for her. This woman's going to go crazy. I'm praying for her and him.
He in good hands.
Oh, Lord. here's the fun fact I learned from his publicist today. Very interesting. Okay, one. Here's an interesting thing. Watch this, because this is where people always say that, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover, man. Like, not only does he have a master's degree from University of Illinois, which he's from Chicago originally. He also used to work for IBM. For those of y'all who are not familiar with IBM, technology company, he was doing that before he actually switched to acting. So yeah, it's just fun fact, man. You can't judge a book by its cover. You never know, man. It's some people out here that y'all think, oh, this just look good. You know, they're very smart and intelligent. So there you go.
Yeah.
Thought I'd throw that little fun fact out there.
Actually, I've researched a lot lately, but I'm not going to even go into that. That's the <I'm> crazy.
Yes, I'm excited about with him is because, like, he's one of those people who's very well versed on pop culture and most topics. So that's gonna be fun, man. It's always fun to have somebody who's like on top of their game or knowing what's going on like we do. It's fun, man. Fun having those kind of guests.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, now.
Uh-oh.
I know y'all got some hot mess, man. Well, what hot mess y'all got for this week?
Well, only hot mess I think recently, of course, came from good old Love and Hip Hop. Did y'all see that O'Shea tried to have this dramatic exit with Erica and then run out of gas and had to call her for gas money? How you so broke that you can't even put gas in your car as a grown-ass man?
Damn.
That's not okay.
Yeah, that's a bum ass. He's a bum. He's a bum.
Yeah, I can't take this seriously.
Me either. I really, that's a joke. It's not.
I mean, I don't think it's up on purpose.
That's crazy because, you know, even though there's just no excuse, man. Like, whenever you tight like that, yeah, you're not gonna necessarily have a lot of money, but you gotta start. You gotta hustle harder. And I mean,
gas,
people get confused, man. You can hustle for that stuff, man. And I'm not saying when I say hustle, I don't necessarily mean gotta be illegal. Everybody think that's what you mean when you say hustle. Heck, you know, well, if you sell Blu-ray CDs and DVDs, that's illegal. But anyways, yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's finding something to do to make that extra money. You know, that's not going to get anybody killed, of course. Do that, man. And it also, don't hang around people you can't afford to be around. Simple as that. That's simply him trying to keep up with Erica's lifestyle, and he can't live up to it. That's what that's all about.
I don't know. I just feel like when it comes to like a man perspective in that, like I understand where you're coming from, but I feel like when I think of like a man, I'm talking about like a man's man. A man should never put himself in a situation where as it's like, okay, well, I got to bum off somebody or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I don't have no money. I know how my financial situation is. So I know for a fact I'm not going to go out or we're going to have to do something at home or try and be creative and do something at the house. She says, I know I can't do it because a man's pride and ego, I don't even think he was a little funny for me because all the real men I know, no, they don't even feel comfortable taking money from their woman or their lady. So it's like, it was kind of weird because he was too, he was a little bit too comfortable. It's okay for a woman to be there, like have be your backbone. When you don't have, okay, that's why I come in it. But just for every day, all the time, you know, you're a little bit too comfortable, and now you, like, taking advantage of me and my finances. You're not trying to build on it. You're not trying to do it. No. So it was, like, it was just really weird. He's not a man's man, in my opinion. And so a man should never ask a woman for money like that. Like, that's ridiculous.
Or
he should be wanting to do it.
But we out at dinner.
Now, I would throw an ask to him because sometimes some of the fellas get construed. Sometimes the ladies aren't. They know they're seeing you taking advantage, and them looking out for you because you're in a temporary tight spot. Because sometimes your guest and she handed and she give you money to look out for you. It's okay to accept it, but understand this: once you get back on your feet, then you got to start handling business. You can't. It's like what you said. You can't get used to not paying for stuff in this system. Well, you know what? Whatever. You know, it's ridiculous. So, heck, as a man, me personally, as a man, I've honestly been to that before. Where I was talking to someone, and that was kind of what led me not want to talk to them anymore. Was not necessarily because they were mad at me for being in a tight situation. I felt like I wasn't living up to what I should be living up to as a man, and that could hurt you a lot of times. You're like, oh man, because your ego, and you won't be that. As a man, you should be wanting to be a provider for your woman. Simple as that.
Absolutely, he's supposed to be. I mean, and if you don't, what that makes you less of a man? Okay. And then you wonder why it's so many black women and so many different ethnicity women that are actually playing the role and doing the role as the man. Like, they the ones that's, like, out there hustling and, like, busting their ass, making the foundation for their family and for themselves. Like, but you have, like, you question it, though. Like, society is like, oh, yeah, it's because men is not really doing what they're supposed to do. It's a lot of women that's busting their ass. Now we all in politics and all kind of stuff. Like, you know, like, really? Wait a minute. I don't know.
Now here's an interesting thing. Sometimes what kind of offsets versus back in the day is more so when you look at the statistics, more women are college educated versus men. So a lot of times, no, it, as far as the equal opportunity part to say, not the ones that be on this whole sexist nonsense. Y'all end up being put in positions to be in more higher pay grade. And so, like I said, but it also depends. It's case by case based relationship. As long as you are being provided as much as possible, that's your job, man. Like, yeah, she makes more money than you, but she still got to put. Your money should be trying to figure out how to provide first. Then after that, you know, y'all can figure out, hey, this big, how would you like to help, honey? That's how it's supposed to go. She helps put that money in to help you out, but not for you. But she should be doing majority of the work. Simple.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah, I do too.
I said, okay, I see Fat Man. Fatty, he didn't even wait for the topic. He didn't hear the topic of the day. He already played the time, man.
Yeah, this is how y'all doing, first of all?
Hey.
What's up, bro? What's up?
This is like a sensitive topic for me, not for the simple fact that I'm like the dude snatching the money or trying to snatch the money from the girl, but for the simple fact that I'm a history guy or whatever. And with this topic, my thoughts on it is that, first of all, the subject y'all were talking about, I feel like she should take much of the blame as much as that guy does.
Because you can say you think your dude doing whatever, but you know, as a woman, you know what your dude doing. You know what he bringing to the table, and if he's not, you're supposed to question that. You're supposed to drop him way before that. And I also think she was wrong for going back and telling Scrap, oh, you always
exactly.
had that. You always had the money. You always took it. Like, that's trash. Like, she know if her dude is holding up his end of the table.
That's true.
She know that. So don't tell me, I thought he was getting his stuff. No. You supposed to check. What, did you go on a job interview today? You got any modeling gigs? You got any of that? A woman is there for that. Because dudes, as we know, dudes get lazy sometimes. Dudes get lazy a lot of the times. That's what the woman is for. I feel like a woman is there to remind the dude who he is. You got so many independent, strong women. That's cool. I love that. But you got to remind these black dudes who they are. Y'all are kings. Y'all are supposed to be taking over. Encourage them to do that. But you got a lot of women who are like, got my own house, got my car, got my job. That shit ain't got nothing to do with no dude. That ain't got nothing to do with no man. You supposed to already had it. If y'all get a chance, go look at my Facebook. There's a post I posted maybe not even a week ago. You know what I'm saying? It's not even a week ago. It's basically, it's a woman talking about the history of the black family and how you have, like, systems like welfare set up where you can't even have a man living in a house with you. It just got to be the woman and the kid. You got a man in the house, you get kicked off. You get kicked off housing, you get kicked off welfare if you got a man there. And systems like that is set up for these independent women we have in our culture to tell the man, hey, you trash. I got more than you. You're not a man. Can't do that. Y'all really can't do that, man. And I'm sorry for cutting in before the topic, but I just got so much to say on that topic. I got so much to say on that topic alone, because I know on this show alone, it's some very strong black women on this show. I know Desi do her thing. I know she can encourage her dude, and I know they good. I know Angie strong. She can do that. I know Riri Mary. I know she can encourage her dude. We need more women like that.
Speaking of her, I think she just stepped in too. Is that you, Houston? Nope, that's not Houston. I thought that was her. Right.
I promise you won't get married sitting on your dude. Tell him he ain't nothing. You're not going to get no dude like that. You're not going to get married like that. Y'all not going to get nowhere. All these black people who glorify these power couples, B and J, Will and Jada, like, come on. How you going to get there? Jada not sitting on
you. You got to bring something to the table. I mean, that's what we're in the same case. You got to bring something to the table, too. You can't, people look at these power couples and they think that means that, Jay-Z got all the money. But no, the reason why it's called power couple is because you're both bringing power into the couple. Simple as that. That's why it's called it. You got two powerful energies coming together.
According to Love and Hip Hop last week, Mimi and Nico are a power couple of America.
No.
Whoa, run that. I want you to run that back again because you know what I'm about to do, right? You know what
she
I'm about to
do.
I'm not, but.
They get the cricket award today. You got to be freaking kidding me.
I'm America, Craig.
Of America? America?
That's what they said, okay?
I don't know if I'm just being naive sometimes, but there's a story my grandma told me when I was young, when I was like maybe 18, 19. And she was just like, you better have your fun now, because you're going to reach the age where women don't like you for you. They don't like you for what you have. And it never really hit me till maybe I was maybe 25. Because, like, you used to have genuine, you used to have those people who genuinely liked you. Like, they caught your eye, like, you caught their eye by, like, saying something funny or them simply seeing you. It wasn't, oh, he drives a Benz, he got muscles, oh, he popping bottles at the club. It wasn't nothing like that. And I feel like we at that age now to where that's how you get somebody. Everybody meets somebody in a situation where they have something. It's no longer, oh, I actually like this person. It's more so, this person got this. Let me kind of learn and like them when it's not really there.
You're right. Amen. That is so true. I have tried so hard to like so many people, and I just don't like y'all. And it just takes so much out of me. It's not for me. That's not my life.
I think this is where it's all get misconstrued. I think a lot of times, I don't know exactly, but it means pinpointing. I think that the guys are possibly doing this as far as how they're coming at you. They're picking either or. They're like, well, I got this stuff, but I ain't gonna have the personality. Oh, I got the personality, but I'm not bringing it to the table. Am I correct on how I'm like reading that? Some of these guys do this. Like, they feel like if they got the fancy car, that's enough to get it. To get a girl. And yeah, you might get some of their attention, but it's easy to get any girl's attention, to be honest. It's more so about how do you plan on keeping that attention? And that's when the intangibles come into play, and the car and stuff like cars and stuff don't matter anymore. It still matters, like in the but it's lower in the totem pole.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't really know. I just feel like in my own experience, it takes a lot to get a girl at that stage where she like you, like she just genuinely like you. I feel like and most of the time when that happens, you're probably at the love stage. Like, you probably got a dude that didn't hurt you, and you love him, and you can't leave him. It's not like I like you. I don't think like keeps a person around.
No.
I really don't.
By the way, that is a perfect segue into this week's topic about liking. It's like, you know, you kind of set it up perfectly. This week's topic is can a permanently stable, failing relationship.
Can a what?
Can a pregnancy save a failing relationship? I want the girls to go first on this one. The guys, we should go after y'all. So, Debbie.
Can a pregnancy save a relationship? I would have to say no. I feel like if the relationship is failing, then
hold on. Daddy just dropped. Oh. I'm bringing her back home. She left me up, popping up, opening her back up. Okay, Andrew, share your answer.
I myself would also have to say no, that a pregnancy cannot save a failing relationship. And reason being is because a child makes a relationship more difficult than it previously was. So if you're already not on good terms, a baby will make that better. yes, when that baby comes, it's all love and, like, I'm in love with you, baby. I want to make it work with you. But after that new butterfly is gone, you're going to realize, like, damn, that's why I stopped fucking with you. Like, it becomes a situationship instead of a relationship. Y'all just going through the motions. Like, nobody's happy. And as much as a person wants a family to be together, I don't think that anybody should be unhappy their entire life just to make this family work. So don't go out and get pregnant on purpose trying to keep no man, ladies. It don't work. And I'm saying this really loud because I just seen this on two occasions with these mystery miscarriages at 9 and 10 months of pregnancy. I'm not going to call anybody's name.
A little lamb fell out of
it
that.
It does not work. What did you say?
A little lamb leg fell out of there.
It's foolishness, but yeah, I really don't think pregnancy saves a relationship. It just makes it more complicated, in my opinion.
What did you at?
She I call dropped. What did she? I'm waiting for her to pop back on the switchboard. Ooh, okay, I'm back. I was staring at Asha. Not Asha, I was staring at, I can't remember her show name now, but I know her real name.
Yelena, and
Rachel
I don't like
Browning.
Her.
See, you know what? I'm contrary belief, like, she's really nice. She's really, she actually completely opposite of her character in real life.
She
like,
is, but her character makes you hate
that's
her.
That's how you know she's a great actor, because she really has us hating the hell out of her. She does a good job making you hate her, but she's like, but in real life, she's like totally opposite.
So yeah, it's interesting. Shout out to her, man. I had to come. I'm back to Earth. I was like staring for a second. I was like, shout out to Enzo talking. Woo woo.
What? Why?
Oh. Because I was listening, yeah, I was looking at the TV at the same time. Yes, but not as far as can a pregnancy save a pro relationship? Good question. No, I mean simple as that. No, but the question is what different levels of no there is. And I use the example. A lot of times, it's like I'm actually like I know everybody knows the behind the scenes story back when about me being almost being a dad. And so, it was projected that I was a dad, and if I really wasn't, you know, I know all that. But anyways, that didn't help the relationship at all. It didn't help the relationship that, you know, her being pregnant. It did at first because you're like, okay, because now as a man, if you're a real man who's ready to take care of your kids, you know, you more excited to be around them a little more. You more excited to be around the mom a little more to help them through the pregnancy and help them get through it or whatnot. But no, it doesn't help because, you know, after a while, it's just like what you said, and you were talking about after the baby is born. It's not even after the baby is born. We're talking about before the baby's been born or whatnot. You know, like how when y'all pregnant, y'all go through crazy mood swings. So if you were having a bad relationship and you got to deal with this person you really don't really deal with anymore, and you had to deal with them on their mood swings, it makes it a little bit hard. It makes it a little bit harder, and it reminds you, oh my God, I can't stand this same person. And why am I putting up with their attitude? You know, even if you know a lot of it's because of them being pregnant, but still, it makes that person think that way. So, yes, man, it's
it's not gonna save it, man. Because all you're gonna do is you're gonna do one or two things. You're gonna create a baby. You're gonna have a person who is gonna be your baby daddy that you can't stand, or you necessarily gonna have a baby daddy who's not only can you not stand, but he's not gonna be involved. But he might not be involved in the kid's life, or you might not want him to be involved in the kid's life because you can't stand him. So, no, people. Come back to reality. That having that kid is not going to help. Because all you do is now you bring another situation into the fold, another breathing life, and now you got somebody else who has to come into the equation in order to try to make something work. All right, so we're going to fast.
Give me a second. I think about my answer.
Okay, so while you think about that, we're going to go to a quick song, think on it. We're going to go to a song break, and then we'll be back. Shoot, man, I'm going to just spin the road deck. So I'm about to play something like really, really, I didn't play in a hot minute. All right, there we go. I got it. I will be back after this.
Flex Versace. Flex Versace. Flex Versace. Medusa head flexing. Versace chain flexing. Turn down for what? I'm in the club. You know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flex. No, you ain't never seen a nigga straight flexin'. Medusa head flex, flex. Versace chain flex, flex. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexin'. No, you ain't never seen a nigga straight flex. You know I'm turned up and I'm flexin'. So please don't kill my vibe. No, please don't kill my vibe. No, please don't kill my vibe. Turn up, I'm in the club going Duffy straight flexin'. With two models dancing on me and they Mexican. BBS, Medusa head, Versace chain, I'm turned up. Sit back and take notes, I'm the one you wanna learn from. I walk up in the club, bump everybody. Cause I'm a somebody, and you a nobody. All white like a coke boy, throw money like I'm a dope boy. For them niggas who wanna jack, you don't wanna cross that road, boy. I'm flexing, I'm flexing, I'm flexing like I'm Waka Flocka. I got that yapa in my trunk, don't make it block a blocker. Medusa head flexin', flex. Versace chain flexin'. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexin'. No, you ain't never seen a nigga straight flexin'. Medusa head flexin', flex. Versace chain flex, flex. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexin'. No, you ain't never seen a nigga straight flexin'. Versace looks on my face. Sweat dripping off of my face. The Molly's got me turned up. Going ham up in this place. The rock bought by the case. And VIP is my place. RIP, I killed the club, so please give me some space. I walk in and I turn up. Pockets full of honeys. Yo girl all in my face, cause she know I got that money. Versace chain swinging. You know that boy be stunting. You better grab your girl before I leave with your woman. Turn up, yeah. You know that boy Versace flexin', flexin'. Niggas give it cause they hate the way I'm flexin', flexin'. Them jack boys hatin', man, them boys be flexin', flexin'. Right on my waist, you know that's where I keep that tech in. Medusa head flexin', flex. Versace chain flexin'. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexin', no. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexin'. Medusa head
chain, flex, flex. Turn down for what? I'm in the club, you know I'm getting it, man. You ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing. No, you ain't never seen a nigga straight flexing. All right, we back. Yep. Man. We got about 14 minutes on the show.
And I know, and again, remind everybody the topic for this week is, can a pregnancy save a failing relationship? All right, so friends, while we were gone, you know, we know you were taking time to think of your answer. What is your answer to the question, sir?
Did we lose him too?
All right. While waiting on him. Oh, my God.
I'm here.
Oh,
yeah, I'm here. The reason I say it can save a failing relationship, in my opinion.
Oh,
but that's
that
only
okay.
That's only for a woman dealing with somebody like me, I guess. And the reason I say that is because, like, I don't have that ex-girlfriend that I can't stand. If we broke up, it was for whatever reason, but I'm the kind of person that I see pregnancy, like I see a woman having a baby as this crazy experience that I feel like a dude just has to appreciate. I don't feel like every dude doesn't. The way things are, I know they don't, but, like, if a woman has a baby for me and she goes through with it, like, I'm probably going to marry. 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to marry that girl.
But what if she
so
just
I'm
not...
Just, you say what?
What if she just not...
She's just what?
She's just not a good person.
Oh, I don't mess with those kind of people. It wouldn't even get to that point. No slip-ups and none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't deal with those kind of people. Like, and if it's like a failing relationship and, like, the people that I deal with, like, we got to have a chemistry that's always there. You know what I mean? Like, if you fail, let it be for some other reason, but not because we didn't click together. And I'm a big fan of people changing. I've seen it quite a few times, so I know it can happen. Every dude ain't going to be a dog for life. Every girl ain't going to be a hoe for life or a liar or whatever she does. Like, I feel like Kim Kardashian is... She's good. She's not what everybody thinks of her. She's a good wife. She's a good mother.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can.
But, I mean, she, you know what? Now, I would say, I mean, if you're going that route, here's my personal looking from the outside in. And, of course, we only see half.
Yeah.
But I think that works, like, that is a perfect example of where it works, because I think her having a kid calmed her the hell down.
Yeah, it's possible.
Because before that, yeah, I mean, her and Kanye were cooking, but, you know, how are you to go to say that, oh, this is going to be better? Because I thought after, you know, I thought it was, you know, I remember the sex tape with her and Ray J. I remember them talking about that, but I thought after Reggie Bush, you know, that it seemed like that obviously they was going to calm down a little bit and they were going to quit.
Yeah.
But then that wasn't the case. You know, she was still at the rambunctious and doing whatever then. Then she went to Chris Humphries, which that was crazy because it came close to the fact that she was a good wife. She might be a good wife then now, but then she wasn't a good wife because you were married. And the person of one of the reasons why you decided to get married is the person for that stopped your marriage is the reason the person you're married to now. So there's just so many different perspectives and stuff, but then again, it's about everybody learning and everything. So
yeah,
maybe
I mean,
her having a kid helps, and I think if anything, not necessarily saying her and Kanye are selling, but having a kid strengthened it. Yeah.
I have a question, because I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, and you have somebody like Kim Kardashian, and we have so many opinions about her. But the way I see it, like, when I see her, I see a girl who was introduced to the world on a sex tape with her boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was Ray J. Then you have Reggie Bush. That's her second boyfriend. Then you have Chris Humphries. That's number three. You got Kanye. That's four dudes. The only thing I see wrong is that divorce she had with Chris Humphries that happened so fast.
Yes, I do.
But other than that, you have, like, I know girls who numbers are way higher than four. I need to know, like, what? Why do we think this girl is such a bad person when we've only seen her with four people? I see girls every day with way more than four people. For all we know, that's all she has.
That's what we are not. That is what has been that everyone's well as well known that she's just out there.
Uh-huh.
And that's the other one too that is out that as you start coming to the line like that, she's open to it. Yeah. So
I think people
are
mad because they're not as successful as she is.
Yeah, that's all. For all we know, she only been with four people. Like, you can't say nothing else until you ask her. Now she come out and say, "Oh, I've been with 67 dudes." Okay, then let's continue. You know what I'm saying? But she only been with four dudes. She only been with four dudes, for all we know.
That's five, Nick Cannon.
Five? I heard she was with Bow Wow. That's six.
I guess they're coming out of Georgia now, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, when he said Nick Cannon, I remember.
It's not well known.
I know some girls in the 20s, 30s, 40s. Let's see. We got to count them up. We got to get home this show.
Here's the other thing with it, man. This is what I think it is, too. I think Andrew just said it, if I'm not mistaken. It's more so of the reason that stuff is going to rage. Like, not only is, you know, like, some of these girls, they just be trying to get a quick nut. But it's like she's doing that, and she's trying to be an opportunist. So I think the opportunist part of it is what's making it worse on people. And it's not even that. If she didn't have that reality, the reality show is what is a big part of what has put that negative connotation for her. I get driven up by celebrities that say, "Oh, I don't like the paparazzi." But every time you turn your hand, you're trying to find a way to get the paparazzi to follow you. Like, you want them to follow you, but then when they get you, you're mad because they got you. Like, if you want them to follow you, you can't have the cake and eat it too. You want them to follow you around town, and you want to be that person. Then you gotta understand the consequence of it too. There's always the positive side is, if you want people to follow you around, be famous, there's obviously gonna be cameras following you around. On the negative side, there's obviously gonna be cameras following you around. Simple as that.
All right. The question was, when the sex tape came out, do you think it was to make her somebody or to make Ray J somebody again? Which do you think?
Both.
You think she had some play in that?
I think it was both.
I mean,
but it didn't work out.
She came out on top more than he did.
But I mean,
like,
look at
they was coming for him. They were coming at him more for the tape, and she was getting more notoriety out of the situation versus he was. Like, they were like mad the heck at him for doing this tape. Like, Georgia Brady's gonna do this. But she got famous off of it, and that's part of the lore that made you want to watch the reality show. It's the same thing with Nico and Mimi. Did nobody really give a damn about Mimi and Nico's relationship until that sex tape came out?
But this is what the point I'm trying to make is when that sex
tape came out with Ray J and Kim, I feel like it was Ray J. It was Ray J trying to relaunch his career, and she just happened to be somebody. They wanted to know, who is this girl with Ray J? Same way with Chris Brown and Karrueche. Like, it's like regular girls turning into somebody because they with somebody who has a name. Same way with Joe Budden, Tahiri. It happened so many times. Like, I feel
who
like this
knows?
Is just...
Nah, Tahiri didn't need Joe Budden. She already had that ass.
No, this is what I'm saying. Tahiri got famous when Joe Budden had it was Joe Budden TV on YouTube before the Love and Hip Hop. That's how Tahiri got a name. People wanted to know, who is this girl with the ass that Joe Budden talking to? Or who is this girl Chris Brown talking to?
Lord. And let me be the first to say, when she came here to Dallas, and she was at Zoop, I got a chance to meet her. Y'all, it looks that good in person. I'm telling you. She not just, some people, they look good on TV, but they all that, like, Delicious, one of them people, like, she don't, like, in person, Delicious don't really enamor me. Like, but Tahiri, what you see on TV is what you get.
Yep.
I'm going to tell the different direction.
You helped me be distracted again, man. I stopped looking at the screen. I blocked my mind out looking at the TV because the floor is on. Because I'm looking at what's going on at the same time. Sorry, y'all. I'm thinking about Ms. Logan on this show right now. She looking pretty good. Ms. Logan Browning.
I don't like her.
I need to get her on the show next.
No, thank you. Her hating ass character.
It's no fun if the homies can't help
her. Well, it's not going to be any fun, homie.
See, it has perfect correlation because, see, her character used to talk to Derek Roman, so see, that's a perfect thing. That's perfect for her to come on the show.
I don't even want her to call the same phone line that my man Derek is calling, okay? I don't
that'd
like
be, No, that would be crazy. What if one of them called in to say, what if one of them snuck in and called in? That would trip
like,
me the hell
up. Why do you have to be such a bitch?
Oh, man. All right, well, we got about a minute and 45 seconds.
In closing, you all, do not go trying to trap no man when he ready.
Yeah, don't try to.
Men,
don't,
same.
Don't try to trap me.
Like, have a kid with something simple as this. Have a kid with somebody you plan on being with.
I can't get trapped.
Because it'll make things a little more easier. And to the single moms out there holding it down, we appreciate y'all, man. Y'all are powerful as hell. And Sunny J, again, I appreciate y'all for doing what y'all do every day. Yeah. Again, I'm this week, man. She already got the topic for next week. She's trying to get co-host of the year which is more important. All right, so next week's topic is did you keep your own relationship a secret from others?
That's the real topic?
Yes, that is the topic.
It kind of correlates with Kevin Freeman's character is Derek on Hit the Floor. That's pretty much why. But,
that's smart.
We good, though. So everybody know about this stuff. No, I'm serious.
I'm serious. I just thought you just came up with a really good topic. I mean, it's still good, but now better now.
Yeah, Desi actually came up with that topic. Shout out to Desi.
Shout out to Desi. Woo-woo. All right, so then, of course, next week, McKinley Freeman being the show. And, man, it's going to be fun, man. And if y'all haven't been on the show where the celebrities have been in the show, I'm going to say this one, say it again. This all the different shows here on Dust Side Radio Network, when we have celebrities in here, they feel at home. Like, they don't feel like they're on another, they don't feel like they're on these other shows where it's kind of the same old. They have a good time to cover our shows, man. So definitely, man, we're definitely going to show y'all that again. We're proving that point even more next week when McKinley Freeman comes in the show. So check it out. Be here at the same time. And I'm going to let y'all know ahead of time what time he's going to be on about the 15-minute mark of the show. He'll be in the building. So there y'all go. All right. That being said, we out, y'all.
Peace.